When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This
is an Intel Studios production.
I can't help but turn into Alan Partridge when there's an actual visible mic in front of me, like this.
Mid-morning matters.
Yeah. So this microphone is yours, and it's attached to this device that we should probably recommend.
Yeah, definitely.
It's absolutely superb.
Mm. So the company does lots and lots of different brilliant vlogging and self sort of filming gubbins.
And it's called Joby or mm-hmm. Joby?
Joby.
You know what Joby
is,
don't you?
It is Joby, isn't it?
Joby. I guess it must be.
No, don't. Is Joby something rude?
Joby's a Scottish poo.
No.
Yeah. So if a dog,
oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, if a dog does a wee jobby, it's done a poo.
We've got to get your mum on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. She'll translate all the Scottish dialect.
I need some.
You mean Mrs. Doubtfire?
When your mother says Marco Polo.
Yes.
I literally, my heart just
melts. What does she say?
I can't say it because it's rude. You can say it.
I can't say
You're partially Scottish.
No, it's something that you're referencing. You've got to say it. Just say it.
She goes, Marco Polo.
It's almost like she's in the room. That's quite uncanny, that. Yes, my mum is from Dundee and she rolls her R's.
It's so pretty.
I used to have a mate of mine called Carl.
Carl.
And Carl. And she'd say, "Going out with Carl?" And I was like, "Oh, it's a guy, it's Carl." Carl. Anyway, this thing's great. So it's like a tripod with arms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like three legs, two arms. One arm's got a microphone on it. The other arm, presumably, could have a light on it. Then it's got a phone clamp on there as well. And then on top of the phone clamp, it's got a light.
Yes.
It's absolutely great. You're going to take
everything.
A picture of it?
Yeah.
Take a picture of it for the peoples. I'll turn the light
with
on.
With the light on.
And the light's brilliant. You get a really good diffuse on your face. I just love this thing. And I know it's yours. But
You have adopted it.
Adopted it in some way, shape or form. I'll turn the light on.
You're allowed.
So, yeah, anyway, so I don't know what the audio quality is like for you, but I did some filming this week with this device for a brand I've been working on. And wow.
Yeah, and they
brilliant.
Were very impressed with it, weren't they?
They were
and
so
And it
impressed.
Sounded professional, looked professional.
They thought they had a big film crew in here and everything.
Yeah,
doing
no,
it.
But it's just Joby.
It's just Joby.
Joby.
How are you?
Well, I'm very good. I'd just like to say welcome to Making the Cut.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what you were doing.
The podcast, which is basically the trip advisor for your life,
mm-hmm.
where we recommend things. And this week, we are recommending things for Christmas. Things that are a bit different. We're trying to think out of the box this Christmas because we know that money's tight.
Yes.
I think lots of people want to make things. Nobody wants to buy stuff that's superfluous and unnecessary.
Just cross all the things off my list. Okay,
oh
get rid
God.
Of that, get rid of that.
Can I just talk to you quickly
yes.
about the shop
uh-huh.
Menkind?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because that is a shop that... As a woman, I do not get it because it is for Menkind. It's so interesting because it is just full of stuff that you will use twice and never use again.
Yeah, it's basically, they should just call it single-use plastic.
Yes.
Shop. I mean...
Or Drones Are Us.
Mm, or stocking fillers.
Yeah.
Because it is just full of bits and pieces,
but you see, I think a stocking should be filled with stuff that you would actually use, not just stuff that where you think, oh, this would be funny for a stocking, like... It's such a waste.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I love the stocking. It's almost the greatest bit of Christmas Day, waking up and squeezing the stocking.
Mm.
I mean, I always go old school.
I thought that was a euphemism.
Wake up and squeeze the stocking. Well, I can see where you're at today.
Sorry.
Just so you know, we're both eating the cheese.
Yes, and people don't like it when I can hear you clicking your mouth already.
Okay. So nice, though,
it's
isn't
so
it?
Good. Oh, you've got to talk about this because this is from your friend Pip.
Well, I'll just finish the stocking
thing. Okay, stocking.
Stocking.
Squeezing your stocking.
There's always a tangerine in there, a few roses or Quality Street.
Yes.
A bag of chocolate coins.
You see, that's
all the basics in there.
You'd eat all of that.
Absolutely, yeah. And then I try and put one or two serious gifts in there
yes,
as well.
Yes, exactly.
Not necessarily expensive, but well thought out things.
Yes.
So I'm going to drop in a few things that I've bought for my kids this Christmas just to help.
If anybody knows Sonny and Joel, don't let them listen to this podcast.
They don't listen to it.
What?
They pretend to, but I don't think they do.
Oh, that's really sweet.
So what do we talk about this week, kids? They go, yay, all that stuff. You talked about fake tan and stuff, yeah, or whatever. I mean, they don't listen.
No, okay, good.
I'll drop in a few there because I'm sure we have listeners out there that have kids and are struggling with what to buy them. I'm going to put a caveat in here just to say that we are going to recommend things from Amazon, but I would encourage people to go and shop for these things elsewhere.
Yes.
Because Amazon obviously going to make a killing, and there's a million independent websites and independent shops online and stuff like that. So do a little bit of searching and a bit of hunting about for them. I mean, I say that I bought a lot of these things on Amazon, but I'm now feeling like I shouldn't have done, and in
yes.
future, I'm
and
make
lots
more
of
an
the stuff that you get on Amazon has got their own like websites.
And yes,
but a lot of the stuff you can't get, you know, say, and you can only find on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So don't like for the stuff you have to get, like get it there. But.
So my mate Pip came down last week. We were going to get him to record this podcast with us, but
we were chatting too much, and you were like having a beverage, and then
it was too late.
Do you know what? You were just having a lovely time.
But as a gift, Pip brought with him a massive ball of cheese that looked like an old-fashioned comic bomb.
And
it was a
just
big black ball.
Talk yeah. about Pip, because Pip is the kind of guy that would never turn up somewhere empty-handed.
No, he wouldn't. He'd always bring...
He always brings gifts. Whenever I've met him, he's always bringing something lovely.
He brought you some square crumpets.
Oh, my God, they were amazing, from Lakeland Bakes.
Because he lives in the Lake District.
And I have never been able to find them down here, not in any supermarket.
No, it's weird,
if anybody knows where to find them, Lakeland Bake Square Crumpets. Because, and he was so proud when he gave them to me, because he said, because toasters are square. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, right?
Right.
It's a no-brainer. So they fit, they're bigger than a crumpet as well. They're 1.5 crumpets, which is what you have.
But I still like my Warburtons. Warburtons are very light, and I am not paid by Warburtons. I just wanted to say that. But
you felt under pressure, though.
Yeah, I did a little bit, because I felt like I was being unfaithful.
Yeah, yeah, I could sense.
But the square crumpet's quite a nice, you know. Anyway, as well as that, he bought us something else.
Can I just say that I'm buying crustless bread at the moment.
Why?
I assume there's less calories in it. It's like a smaller slice.
Did you know that
is that where all the fibre is?
The good bit of the bread is in the crust. And it doesn't really matter what you buy as long as it's brown.
It is brown, but there's no crusts.
It's not really brown.
It's 50-50.
Yes.
But it looks brown.
That's not brown.
Well, it's half brown. You know. My mum buys that milk loaf, which is like a tiny little loaf of bread. And I said to my mum, why'd you buy the milk loaf? She said, well, there's less calories in it. I'm like, yeah, because it's half a loaf of bread. It's half the calories. It's not that they make it any different. They just give you half less of it. Like, it's tiny. Anyway, it's very funny. So Pip came and he brought this massive ball of cheese, which is it's a bit of a Lancashire cheddar, but it's also got something else in there as well.
It's very creamy.
Oh, wow,
what's
it's amazing.
Called?
I can't remember. It took us about an hour to get into it. We had to hack all the wax off it. Yeah, call him. And anyway, the cheese is great, but then he brought these Marmite biscuits, which I'm sure you've all seen. Lots and lots of people had recommended these to us ages ago when we were doing the lives and we were trying lots of different food. I don't like Marmite, by the way, so I wasn't really interested in these little biscuits. Anyway, he brought these biscuits, but the other thing he brought was Mr. Vicky's...
This is the icing on the cake.
Yes. Mr. Vicky's banana habanero, like a chili.
It's like a chutney.
Like a
chutney. Chutney
jam. Yeah. So anyway, you slice the cheese, you put it on the Marmite biscuit and a big double of banana habanero. Oh, wow.
I think me and Pip alone, without you, ate half the entire ball Lancashire cheese.
And we're talking about a kilo of cheese. It was outrageous. But the banana habanero thing, I would never buy this, I think. It's too weird. But this is made in Cumbria with passion, it says, by a company called Mr. Vicky's. But I would highly, highly recommend
this.
Not picking up?
No.
You'd be too nervous. You'd be thinking, oh my God, she's calling. What does she want? What have I done?
I'm going to look up Lancashire cheeses.
Anyway, I would recommend that. So
here we go. The Lancashire Bomb, that was it.
That's the Lancashire Bomb, right, yeah.
So it's called the Lancashire Bomb and it's £6.75 from a company called Farm Drop.
230 grams of it.
230 grams, yeah. And it's a very creamy cheddar-y cheese, but it is unbelievably good with a Marmite biscuit and the habaneros. And if you are going to anybody's for Christmas, this is the best gift that you could take them. It's amazing. Just be careful of the mouth slapping.
I'm going to have one last piece.
But well, shall I talk while you do that?
Please, yes.
Okay,
please. I will back away from the microphone while I'm salivating.
I'm going to talk to you about Christmas jumpers because I know that everybody has to have one. But this company's kind of tagline is for when you're feeling festive, but not that festive. So if you are not a great lover of Christmas jumpers, but you just feel like you have to toe the party line and wear something, then this is the company for you. Now, it is the company of Scott Mills and his partner, and it is called the_Christmas_jumper on Instagram. And I don't know how they got this address, but it's thechristmasjumper.com. Oh, is that me? Mm. It's Tawny Park.
How is it?
Pip?
You're going to open with Ale, love.
you're on speaker because we're doing our podcast. And we both had a complete loss of memory about what the cheese was called, but we now remember it's the Lancashire Bomb.
Singleton's is the maker.
Singleton's
Lancashire Bomb.
I love him so much. You're amazing. We've just bigged you up because this is like the greatest thing to arrive at any Christmas event or function with. The triple, the Marmite biscuit, the Lancashire Bomb, and the
banana habaneros.
Oof. Best.
I mean, the name is just a winner, isn't it? Anything called banana habanero has got to be good, hasn't it?
And it really is. So, Tony, we love you.
And we'll speak to you soon. Yeah.
Talk to you after we've finished.
Okay.
See you, Bella. Bye.
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 Love him. Really love him.
Yes, he's a good lad. He's my bezzy mate, really, Pipsky, as I call him.
He's so nice. So Christmas jumpers. So basically, it's Scott Mills and his partner, mm-hmm. and they are sort of $22.99. It's all sweatshirts and T-shirts. Mm-hmm. $22.99 for a sweatshirt for a guy, $19.99 for a sweatshirt for a woman. They've got Black Friday deals this Friday, so when this podcast goes out, they'll be having deals on there. And I think that this is a really nice idea because often, you know, Christmas jumpers, everybody goes a bit Chevy Chase and tries to go as excessive as possible. But if you just cannot handle that, mm-hmm. or you've got like a teenager who's mm-hmm. just a bit too cool for school, I've got a lovely one, which I will post a picture of and you'll be able to see on the Entail app now, which is lovely. It's got like a rainbow Christmas jumper written in rainbow letters, and I love a rainbow.
Where'd you get this from?
From Scott Mills.
Oh, it is from Scott Mills?
Yeah.
Crikey. Can I say, there's so many jumper companies that have sprouted up this year. I wonder if lockdown has something to do with the fact that everybody's...
Well, new businesses. It's very, very sadly, it will be the end of a lot of businesses, but I feel like it will be the birth of a lot of businesses too.
Yes, it must be, mustn't it? I think lots of people got creative being locked down.
I feel much more hopeful now.
And I think the other thing is, if you've done a job for ages you've really disliked, it's an opportunity to go,
totally.
You know what, let's transform my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good, Scott Mills and gang. But the big one is, how on earth do you get that domain?
Yeah.
You can't get a domain of anything you want, ever. No, it's a bloody nightmare.
Mm.
We were talking about Christmas presents, and this is a no-brainer of a Christmas present. We've talked about disco lights before, but a while back, I stumbled across a laser. I'm going to read out the description of it. Party lights, disco lights, G light, sound-activated DJ light with remote control mini stage light strobe projector for club, home, party, ballroom, bands, weddings, show bar, karaoke. Crikey, O'Reilly. Can't be called that, can it? Anyway, it's a laser light show. It's £28.99 currently on Amazon, but I would have thought it's going to come down for Black Friday today, so you want to have a little look at that. It sits on a little tripod, and it sprouts out laser lights across your room, and a big room at that, onto the walls and ceiling everywhere, probably at an angle of almost 100 degrees, I would say. It spreads out, and in all the colours, and there's a remote control, and it does a whole bunch of stuff. It can be sound activated, or you can get it automated to do a whole bunch of other things.
I can really see this going on in a kitchen, you know, when people are tidying up, or after, like, after Christmas lunch and everybody's a bit tipsy, and you go in the kitchen, you just think, oh my God, we're going to have like a nightclub in the kitchen. It's such a laugh, because instantly when the lights go on, you feel in a party mood.
Yes, it's like
instantly.
You're just totally in a nightclub all of a sudden.
Mm.
And you put some banging tunes on and all that, for a couple of gin and tonics and everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
It is so good, this light. I bought it thinking, oh, I wonder if it's going to be any good or not. And then I plugged it in.
It's amazing.
And the kids are like, what has happened to our house? It's absolutely brilliant. And for £28, it would be a great present for literally any man, woman or child, either kids or their bedroom, or any, you know, if you like having a dinner party and there's a time to put a bit of music on. It's a tiny little thing about the size of, God, how would you say it was about the size of a... of four packs of fags. It's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, but it's very difficult.
A pack of butter. It's like a pack of butter.
Yeah.
It's a mini little thing. Anyway, it's brilliant. I literally couldn't recommend it enough. And for Christmas, to open it on Christmas Day and plug it in, you know, while the Queen's speech is on, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, or even to just wake up and put it on, you'd just be in such a good mood. Would you be dancing around your bedroom?
So I know we've talked about disco lights before, but this has, we've gone up a level here.
Yeah, next level.
And it's got this little kind of strobe effect. So, I mean, I realise actual strobe lights can cause epileptic fits for some people. But it's very subtle. It's not a strobe as such, but it does this kind of flashy thing. But, oh, God, it's so cool. I love this thing. So if you're on the Entail app now, you'll see, you know, a demonstration of it, because I'm going to film... film what it's like.
Great.
So you can have a little look at it and see how big it is and all the rest of it. But it's absolutely magic. Great Christmas present.
The next thing I would like to talk about is something creative and crafty, because lots and lots of people want to do crafty things this Christmas. And if you have got any relative, young or small, that you slightly think, they're difficult, this one, like, I don't quite know what to get them, they're quite difficult, I think something crafty is the way forward. But this is a company called Wool and the Gang, and they've been going for a few years now. I knew them ages ago, and when they started, they sent me a hat which had the word nice written across the front.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen it. It was a woolly hat. They are just passionate about knitting and crocheting. And what they've got is kit bags. So they've got little kits where they've got beginners, they've got easy, then they've got intermediate, and they've got advanced. Now, the kind of things that you get in like a kit bag for beginners in crocheting, because you'd think, like, you know, you'd just be crocheting a doily, you know, and that's all you would be doing, like 70,000 different types of doily. But no, on this beginner's crochet kit, they've got things like bags. I mean, you saw the bag. It was really nice, right?
Yes.
It's
very
like a kind of raffia type bag that you can kind of fold over, and ones that you make out of a crochet material. So it's like a fold over little pouch bag that you would walk around with. I mean, really cool. Not something that you would kind of make and never use, something that is actually useful. Also, they've got things like cushions, snoods. I mean, I would be an absolute beginner. I want one of these kits from Wool and the Gang.
Sorry, was that?
Yes.
What? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's
well
it
done.
Called? Wool
well
and
done.
The Gang.
Wool and the Gang.
Yeah, really. You made it very clear, though.
Thank you. And the easy one, which is the next level up once you've gone through beginner, it's got things like hats, but hats with, you know, the bits that go over your ears, deerstalkers, dog coats, blankets. And then obviously they've got the same for knitting.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is, I think, previously you would associate knitting with either knitting baby clothes, which can be quite complicated and advanced, or with really boring patterns, really boring knitting for old people. These patterns that they have are so cool. Say, for example, to buy a kit of a clutch bag, which is super duper useful, is £27, which I don't think is that much. I mean, that's what you pay for one, but you get the sort of self-esteem and the pride that comes with making something for yourself. And when everybody goes, oh, I love your bag, you go, oh, I made it. So other things that they sell on there, if you're already a knitter, they've got lovely types of yarn. They've got all the tools that you need to knit or crochet.
Mm-hmm.
They also, which I really love, they give away free patterns. So I think it's very nice for a business.
Oh, yeah.
When they make something, they are selling stuff, but they also give you something for nothing. Mm-hmm. I really like that. And obviously the free patterns that they've got on there at the moment are quite Christmassy things, mm-hmm. like for knitting Christmassy things into jumpers. But they also have tutorials. So if you think, look, like me, if you think, oh my God, I could never do this, I'm just all fingers and thumbs, they do tutorials. And they do tutorials on their website, which is Wool and the Gang. If you just look up Wool and the Gang, they're there. And they do them on YouTube as well, if you want to look up the Wool and the Gang tutorials on YouTube. And their mission basically is to inspire the next generation of makers through the reinvention of the craft experience.
Yes.
And I love that because it's like saying, look, craft used to be this,
but
we're going to sort of turn it on its head. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it really fun. We're going to make it super cool. And we are going to bring it to everybody.
I think it's great. The idea that you're making your own present as well, I think there's something nice about that because it stretches the present out and the enjoyment of it, I think.
And also I think there's really something to be said when you buy somebody a present and they use that thing every day or all the time, because I do honestly find that when somebody buys me something and I use it every day, I think of them every time I use it.
Mm.
So every time somebody goes to pick up their crochet or their knitting, they think, oh... Mm. I love this, you know.
The pressure on me to buy you a present now.
That I'm going to use every
day. Is just really
Can I just say, though,
worrying. Yeah.
From, you know, being with you, I now know that you are incredibly thoughtful. And I don't mean to put extra pressure on you by saying that, but...
Because I bought you some shampoo and conditioner this year.
Oh, great.
Because... I think you need it.
But you are very thoughtful and always lovely ideas, and it always means something. Your gifts always mean something. I love it.
Well, I'm very pleased about that. That's all right. It's funny that you were saying that, though, because last week I was wandering around Wilko's, which is one of my favourite shops in St. Albans.
Love Wilko's.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. But there's a little toy section there, and you have these Lego boxes there.
Mm.
And for $5.99 or something, you get quite a comprehensive Lego thing to build. I bought both my kids, who were 17 and 15, by the way. I bought them both a Lego.
But that's Christmas Day sorted, right?
No, it wasn't for Christmas Day. It was just at like a random time this year. I've done this two or three times.
Oh.
Because sometimes they're just watching telly all the time, you know, or, you know, it's raining outside or Joel can't skateboard for whatever reason. Mm. So I just come home from Wilko's with these things. It cost me about a tenner for two of them.
Yeah.
And I just throw them at them and I say, go do them. And all of a sudden, the phones are gone, the TV's off, and they are absolutely locked in to building this thing, you know. And they don't particularly want to do it quickly. They thoroughly enjoy it. But it's like the gift is not the box. The gift is not what it becomes. The gift is in making the thing. And I did it for them this week, and both of them were so happy that I'd bought them this thing. And, of course, it's a bit of tat, really. You know, they'll never, you know, I've got Lego bottles everywhere now. But it's the same kind of thing, I think, isn't it? Most of the gift is in the making of it. Yeah.
I loved what you just said.
Did you?
Yeah, I was just looking at you going, God, he just thinks of these great things to say.
Oh.
And then you say it. And I think, God, I'd love to say stuff like that.
I stumbled across something on Tinternet this week.
Aye.
And it was a play on the National Health Service.
What do you mean? A play?
It's a play on the National Health Service, and it's called the International Health
Service.
Do you like that? So you can go to the website, International.
Shut up.
The InternationalHealthService.com. And this is a website.
I need to write all this stuff down.
Yeah. Get a pen. So this is a website where you can go on and instruct the elves, if you've got young kids, to write your kids some letters in the run-up to Christmas.
Yeah.
Where they tell you a little bit about what's going on in Lapland. It's not about, like, whether you've been a good boy or a bad boy.
No.
None of that naughty or nice stuff.
Yeah.
It's just all embracing the joy and love of Christmas through, I guess, the child's imagination. So you can do these different things where you pay about, you know, 20 quid or something like that, and you can get these 7 personalised letters for your kids to turn up every day in the run-up to Christmas. 7 days.
Oh.
In the run-up to Christmas. You can do this activity one where they basically, every letter's got an activity for the kid to do that day. Because obviously they're off school in the run-up to Christmas usually, aren't they? So they might be pottering about and doing stuff, but they've got some activities and things like that to do. And they also do an advent calendar, but it might be a bit late for the advent calendar. This is a company that does all these by hand. So they're actually handwritten messages.
Oh my God, that's...
From, in inverted commas, the elf, obviously, oh. Or the chief elf, or the elves, of what's going on in Lapland and all that kind of stuff. And I did something similar to this for my kids when they were growing up, is I'd pretend Santa had written them a letter and I'd go out and post it, and then it would arrive by the postman, and there's one for Sonny and one for Joel and all that. And it was a great thing to do, and it got them really ramped up, you know, which maybe you don't want to ramp your kids up for Christmas.
Oh, my God, you do. Is it not exactly. Just the one time you totally ramp them up?
Totally. Yeah. So I really loved all of that, and I loved the kind of putting this, you know, the snowshoes down on the rug and to the fireplace.
Can you imagine what we're going to be like with our grandkids?
Oh, I can't wait for grandkids.
Oh, my God, me too.
I only had kids so I could have grandkids.
Yeah, I'm going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm going to be walking past their bedrooms really late at night with bells.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, just so that in case they wake up and they hear the bells.
I'll have a beard on and everything.
Yeah.
Red tracksuit.
Yes, tracksuit.
Well, it'd be a kind of...
Trendy Santa?
I'll be...
The roadman Santa.
He's come on his mountain bike. You don't need the old reindeers. So go and check out the internationalelfservice.com website and have a little look at that. But it is very nice. And, you know, there's lots of things on there for young kids aged between 3 and 5.
That's lovely.
But there's other things on there for people aged between 5 and 99. But I thought that was quite a nice little thing. So go and check that out.
That is such a good idea.
It's a great idea, that, isn't it?
I've got another one.
Okay.
It's a very quick one.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
It's a very simple one, but when I heard about it, I thought, my God, you and I would love this.
Mm-hmm.
It is a mug warmer. Have you ever heard about those?
No, I haven't, but I get it already. I'm already in it because you know me.
Yes.
I make a cup of tea.
Yes.
Then I drink half of it.
Yes.
Then it goes cold.
Yes.
Then I put it in a microwave and I heat it up.
Yes, but it never quite tastes the same when you heat it up in a microwave.
It's just like bolognese. It gets better once you let it settle and then reheat it.
It doesn't quite.
I love a reheated cup of tea.
Anyway, if I could have a cup of tea that just stayed at that temperature, I would be so happy.
The big problem for you is that you drink your tea so fast.
Yeah, because otherwise it goes cold.
Okay.
I would drink it much slower.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay, so this could be a...
So, I saw it and I thought, oh my God, me and Michael need this in our lives.
Yeah.
And I can't think of one single person that enjoys a hot drink that would not really appreciate this. It's £18.89, this one that I found on Amazon. It is a present that, you know, because I'm all about this year, it is a present that you would just use every single day of your life. So it's basically a ceramic circle that you plug in and it keeps your mug of tea at an ambient temperature, a perfect temperature to...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Drink, not too hot, not too cold. You
can
set the temperature.
Can you?
If you think that it's too hot, you can turn it down a little bit. It looks nice. It looks a little bit like one of those, what's those chargers that you have for your phone?
A wireless charger.
It looks a bit like a wireless charger.
Like a disc. Yeah.
And your mug just sits on that. I mean, absolute no-brainer. Stocking or main present, it's fantastic for dads, for the office, for mums, for the kitchen.
Dads in the garage.
Mums in the office.
Yeah, but
dad's in the kitchen.
Dad's outside, like in the
God,
shed
I was so
or whatever.
Did you see how I just slipped into the stereotypical?
Yes.
Dad's in the office and mum's in the kitchen.
Yeah,
Who
absolutely.
Who am I?
Old school, that's what you
Who
are.
Who am I?
Well, you're a woman in the kitchen.
No, don't.
Well, you are now because we're in the kitchen.
But so it could be like for anybody. It could be for kids in their, you know, in their rooms, like home studying, whatever. Oh my God.
I know. But I, somebody sent me a joke this week, which sent me into a wormhole.
Might we have to cut this out?
No, we won't. But okay. It's a recommendation, basically. Something, yes. It led me onto something that I really enjoyed.
Yes.
The cup thing idea is great. And if I got one, I'd be delighted.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
So someone sent me a Bernard Manning joke on a WhatsApp group recently. And I was like, oh my God, I can't listen to Bernard Manning. Anyway, I listened to it and it did make me laugh. And I thought, God, is it all right to laugh at this
and
stuff?
And then did you feel bad?
No, not particularly. I mean, I, you know, for me, the idea of comedy should be able to straddle all sorts of different subjects. And, you know, it's got to be allowed to be offensive because most of the funny things are. But, you know, it depends who Bernard Manning is and who the comedy character of Bernard Manning is and so on and so forth. Anyway, there were some interesting things that came from it because I spoke to a mate of mine and he says, I'm going to put you onto a podcast that you have to listen to called Evil Genius, hosted by Russell Cain.
Yes, Evil Genius.
Yes.
I've heard about it.
Right. So, an Evil Genius is where they take somebody, like a very significant figure. This isn't very Christmassy, by the way, but you've just kind of made me think of this thing. No, it's all right. You take a historical figure, like John Lennon, for instance. You decide whether he was a genius or whether he's actually a work of evil. And you do that by finding out things that you didn't know about him. So there'll be facts that you didn't know about the person.
That's a great idea.
So for instance, they do Hitler in one of them. And of course, what we know about Hitler is he was a monster.
Mm.
But you learn these things about him, very truthful, honest things in history that he would have done that you would have approved of, you know. And you think, oh my God.
Oh.
You know? But they did one on Bernard Manning. And I thought, oh, and a mate of mine had put me on it. So I went to watch it. So I thought, God, this is fascinating.
Is it funny?
You know? Yeah, it's funny, but it's more...
It's clever.
It's clever. The first thing Russell Cain does, first of all, is come out, because he's doing it live at the Edinburgh Fringe. So he comes out for the first 10 minutes, and he just does Bernard Manning material, but he doesn't tell anybody it's Bernard Manning material. He just does it.
Oh, my God.
Right?
And?
So then he goes on to the podcast, and he invites the guests on. He's doing the podcast, and he says, so do you think this is funny? And they're going, no, I think it's not funny at all. And he says, well, my first 10 minutes was this. And then he plays it. Of course, everybody's laughing at these jokes. And he's saying, well, it is funny because I've done the jokes and people have laughed, you know, so you can't deny that, you know. And then there was another reporter from Radio 5 live show. And when Bernard Manning died, they decided to do an article, obviously, on Bernard Manning. And they had a couple of right-wing and left-wing people on there and one thing or another. And then he read a joke out and somebody says, you see, you just can't tell those jokes. They're offensive and they're from a bygone era. And the guy said, that isn't actually a Bernard Manning joke. That was a joke Jimmy Carr told last month. I know. And it becomes this debate about who can say this then and who can't.
Yes.
And why is it that you thought Bernard Manning had said that?
Yeah,
and if
but
he
it's
had
because
said it, it would...
people say he is. This is what I mean about the power of words. Like when people start saying Bernard Manning was offensive, then everybody jumps on the bandwagon.
Mm.
I can't really remember any Bernard Manning jokes, but I do remember some of them made me go, oh, but lots of Julian Clary jokes make me do that.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carr. And that's the reason why they make me laugh so much, because they say the things that we could never say.
Yes. Well,
you
exactly.
Know,
and
there's
got to be a platform.
That's the point of comedy, isn't it? Where,
where
it's slightly edgy.
My recommendation was for The Evil Genius because it is really a really good podcast just for that. I just dipped in and out of it. It's an old Radio 4 show, but you can get it on iTunes and all the bits and pieces. I went down a Bernard Manning wormhole this week. And yeah, some of it is deeply offensive.
Yes.
There's no question about
that. I want you to recommend that before we run out of time.
Okay,
because,
great.
I think that is an amazing Christmas gift and also something that you could take to someone's house.
So this is a review we did recently, only 2 or 3 weeks ago, which is Liars Non-Alcoholic Spirits. But I have caned a litre of their gin in the last month since I did that.
And it's fake gin. It's Finn.
Yeah. Ooh,
Thank you.
It's right up there with Faken. So it's called London Spirit, this one in particular. Let me just go and get it.
So they basically are fake alcoholic drinks that do taste very, very similar to the actual alcohol themselves. So how similar does it taste, Michael?
It feels like I'm drinking a gin and tonic. So I have Fever Tree tonic with it, squeeze of fresh lime and a slice in there, loads of ice, and then a healthy, I would say a double shot of this thing called London Dry Spirit from Liars.
And I would like to say a word of warning to anybody in recovery and who isn't drinking from alcoholism or drug addiction, that I would not recommend these drinks to people in recovery just because it is so similar.
Yeah, it's so similar to drinking
booze. It's so similar to drinking booze that it might be a trigger for some people in recovery. But you and Pip the other night, you know, you weren't drinking alcohol, but it felt like you were.
Completely, yeah. And the other thing is you could have one of these at 3 p.m. or, you know, at lunchtime or something like that. It feels like you're drinking booze. Mm. I actually like the taste of gin and tonic, so I drink it for that reason. Mm. But it's a great gift. I think, you know, this would be a great stocking filler for somebody or if you think your partner drinks too much. cool it, love, cool it. Get that down, yeah. Yeah, I really love these, but there's 6 of them, I think, in the range. The website, I think, is lyres.com, lyre's. But they're fantastic. Yeah, like 20 quid a bottle.
Very clever.
And really good.
And it goes a long way.
If you want to pace yourself as well, you could have one boozy one, one not boozy one.
Or if you don't want to drink at all and you're driving or...
Yeah.
It's a really good idea.
I'm glad you pointed that out because I keep meaning to re-mention this stuff.
Just for really Christmas good. Is really, yeah. really a good
Super.
One. I really want to talk about something that I found today, which was a website and an Instagram page. And I found it by mistake. I found it via Dorno Porter and her Instagram page. And she was wearing a Christmas jumper and it had a picture of a snowman on it. He had a carrot where his penis would be.
Yes.
So her lovely Christmassy snowman had a great big carrot penis. I laughed so much. And on it, she thankfully tagged the company that it came from. And it came from Crudely Drawn Store. So that's Crudely and then Drawn, D-R-A-W-N, and then Store, S-T-O-R-E. And that's what they are on Instagram. And then what I did when I went on the Instagram page was I clicked on their shop. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, their shop
amazing. You've sent me a few things from their Instagram.
Well, I mean, I was going through their shop and I was just like, quick, send Michael that.
Everything you sent me, I was like, I hope she's going to get me that. I hope she's going to get me that.
So they are basically, they've got 4,811 followers. So they've got a lot of people following, but they deserve a lot more.
Oh, my God, they should have like 400,000 people. Some of the stuff on here is hilarious.
So when I looked them up on the web, it said Crudely Drawn Store, feminist/LGBTQ+ inclusive, hate the Tories, tits.
You don't need to know any more about it other than that, basically. It sums it up beautifully.
And what I loved was it said, DM us if you want a celebrity with tits. So basically what they have these mugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that they have a male celebrity drawn in a sort of cartoon way, and they have tits. And so I sent Michael, obviously, anybody that listens to this podcast a lot, they will know that I sent Michael the mug which has Alan Partridge with tits.
It's the most obscure thing I've ever seen.
It's kind of amazing.
So it's Alan topless, but with breasts, and he's casually just sitting down. It's creepy.
And their Christmas jumpers are something to behold. So they've got... you know, Happy Titmus, and they've got like a pair of boobs on the jumper, or they've got Happy Dickmus with a massive dick on the jumper. Then they've got the Christmas dick tree, like with the dicks hanging from all over.
Yes.
I mean, it's very, very, very funny, very rude. They really do hate the Tories. If you don't like the Tories yourself, or you know anybody that doesn't like the Tories, it is full of very, very funny fodder.
Or if you know somebody who really likes the Tories, then this would be a very ironic gift.
Either way, it's
gifts,
a win-win.
A plenty here for everybody and anybody. I love this thing.
I was even more happy to find out that is run by a husband and wife team. And I thought that is so cool that it is actually, because you could have thought that it was just run by sort of a group of feminists. But when I heard that it was a husband and wife together, I was like, yes, I love that. It's brilliant. Very funny presents, all really reasonable, all really genius.
Crudely Drawn Store.
Yeah.
Do you think they are fans of Badly Drawn Boy?
I know, that's what I thought.
Did you?
Must be.
You can't escape the connection, can you? There.
Like, we love Badly Drawn Boy, right?
We do love Badly Drawn Store Boy. Yeah. So we would love to know if the owners of Crudely Drawn Store, if that's...
Yes, I'm going to DM them.
Yeah, please do. I'd like to know. But definitely follow them because there's some very, very funny things on there. Can we just briefly talk about that we're watching The Undone?
Oh, Undoing, The Undoing.
Are you sure it's The Undoing?
It's The Undoing. Do you want me to IMDb?
I need you to Google it because I keep calling it Undone. The Undone.
It's because it sounds sexy.
It's Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. And it's on Now TV, as far as I'm aware, which I assume is Sky.
You know what I love about this? You could never tell they were rich. It's all so classy and understated.
I'll make it up to you later.
Make it up to me now. Let's find a room. They must have a few.
You're so bad.
This is what rich, entitled people do when threatened. They conceal the ugly truths to protect themselves.
The community is in shock tonight over the gruesome discovery of a fourth grade mother found bludgeoned to death.
They've shot it in New York. It's and it's a kind of whodunit drama about a murder of a lady. But it is fantastic. We have been hooked from the outset. It was absolutely brilliant. So, I would highly recommend it. There is, to date, at the moment, 5 episodes available, and I think the 6th one, as far as I'm aware, is the final. It's called The Undoing. I'm very happy. Oh, it's got 8.1 on IMDb.
And you know what's really great is Chester and I are watching it, and he and I are just spend the entire episode trying to guess who did it.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody's trying to do, right? They're piecing
it
together.
It's so much fun.
If I listen to the radio, that's all the DJs are talking about, is like, who do we think?
Donald Sutherland's amazing in it. His acting.
Donald Sutherland.
He does a bit of acting. I think it's in episode 2 or 3 where he cries.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
And he turns from really powerful billionaire to crying father.
Yes, very vulnerable.
Very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, how'd you do that? And Noah Jupe, who plays Henry Fraser, Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant's son, is also an extremely fine
young actor. Well,
he's
in that
actor.
Film, Honey Boy. He plays a young...
oh, I didn't know that.
You know the Honey Boy movie
we've
talked about with Shia LaBeouf? It's
it's
the true story of his life and his relationship with his dad. He plays a young Shia LaBeouf in that.
Yes.
And he's in loads of things. He seems to be great, a great little actor.
And Edgar Ramirez plays the detective.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's good.
I've seen him in things, but I've never really kind of known his name. But
can't
he's
attach
incredible
him to
in
it. He's a bit too handsome for my liking.
And it's directed by Suzanne Beer, but it's written by David E. Kelly, who wrote Ally McBeal.
Yes, he's written... Oh, he wrote
and he
Big
wrote
Little Lies.
Big Little Lies, yeah.
And it's got a real flavour of Big Little Lies
about it. Yes, totally.
It is really good. Totally. I assume loads of you have watched it or are watching it, but if you're not, it's a no-brainer. Get stuck into that. That's The Undone. We've got other things to review in next week's podcast that aren't Christmas-related, that film in particular. That was brilliant.
Yes.
We'll tell you about that next week. A couple of other Christmassy ideas just before we wrap up. T-shirt printing. If you can find a place that can print T-shirts... I did this for my kids a couple of years ago where you basically just take a drawing of something they did as a child.
And you put it on sweatshirts and everything.
Yes.
It's so good.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's so good.
So that was a drawing that Sonny had done when he was about 6.
How do you find a good T-shirt printer?
Oh, just go online. Like, there's tons of them. You can get sweatshirts and T-shirts and hoodies and all sorts of stuff.
But do they sell... Sorry, I know that I sound ridiculous,
no,
but
no.
I think this is what people are going to be asking. Mm-hmm. So when you look online, are you looking for a T-shirt printer and then you have to take the sweatshirts and the T-shirts? Or do they have all of them?
You just choose the hoodies or the sweatshirts or the
From
T-shirts.
Stuff that they've got
They've
online.
Already got on stock.
Oh, wow.
And then you email them a picture of what you want printing on it, the size you want printing on it, and do that. I haven't...
Are we too late?
I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, it's November the 25th. There's a month.
It's a month.
So I would have thought so, but it's the kind of thing people do for hen do's and stag do's and stuff like that.
But why not Christmas?
But it's a great little Christmas gift if you can take something personal or something that somebody's done or get one of your kids to draw something on the iPad.
Totally.
Save it as a JPEG and send it to one of these places and get some things made. It's a really nice little fun way or a really nice fun gift, I think, to give to somebody. So I'd just written T-shirt printing down because I remember it from last year and thinking it was great. The other thing, for husbands out there or any blokes that that want to buy their mates something, that Ken Burns documentary, The War, was fantastic. And you can buy that on iTunes or Amazon Prime for somebody. It would be a great gift for your husband or for That's your nice son idea. Or something like that. It's about 24 quid, but I've never learned so much about the world from watching those two documentaries. One's called The Vietnam War and the other one's called The War, which is about the Second World War.
It's amazing for kids to learn.
Yeah, Ken Burns' documentary, they're both on Amazon. They would be a fantastic gift, I think, for somebody.
I've got a very quick one.
Oh, go on.
It's called The Ergo Spout.
Oh, yeah.
And The Ergo Spout is basically a spout that twists onto a mason jar. So if you want to pour honey, maple syrup, juices, anything, you can just put it into the jar, screw on the lid, and it turns into a really good jug where you can control the flow and all of that. They're $21.42, again from Amazon, because they are an American company, so there's quite a lot of shipping. It's something like £6 shipping, which is a lot, but very useful.
A couple of other things fitness related with skipping ropes. I mean, I've loved skipping this year. It's been brilliant. It'd be a great little stocking filler to give somebody the skipping ropes.
Skipping is such an amazing cardiovascular...
Yes, well, I'm part of a WhatsApping skipping club group.
WhatsApping?
WhatsApp group, skipping club for Saturday mornings. We all meet at 9 o'clock and we skip for an hour. It's absolutely brilliant, but it's, again, really a reasonable gift. If you go on to lauren.jumps on Instagram, she's always got a code, I think, that gives you a bit of a discount on some skipping ropes. And the other thing I'm using a lot at the moment is my weighted vest. It would be a good gift, I think, for a bloke.
For a woman. But
yeah, or for a woman.
You have to use it properly. Be careful with that.
Yes, you don't want to overdo it.
Don't injure yourself.
But it's great for dog walks. I've been using it a lot for just walking the dog, but carrying an extra 5 kilos or something like that.
I've quickly got one more. In lockdown, it's been very hard for us to get in and out of the beauty salons. If you like a gel mani, Kate Thompson, who is a member of our Making the Cut podcast Facebook group, she just keeps sending the best ideas ever. Her husband, Alex Thompson, is currently circumnavigating the globe.
Yes.
Single-handed on a boat, in a yacht, on the Vendée Globe, alone. He's in a race. His boat got damaged in a storm. He's all alone and he's had to repair his boat, literally like soldering stuff together on the hull and everything. And it was quite a major thing that he had to do. He's unbelievable. So follow Alex Thompson on Instagram. But his wife is like next level discovering amazing things that we all need in our homes. And lots of them I'll be talking about on a normal Making the Cut podcast.
Okay.
But this one is an amazing stocking filler for anyone that wears nail varnish. So this girl, she painted her own nails for the first time since 2005 because of lockdown. And she said it when she did it, it was like a nightmare and it didn't like look very nice and it was a bit yellow and everything. And she just didn't like what it looked like at all. And she found Dior Nail Glow. So Dior Nail Glow, it is £22 a bottle, which is a ton of money, but think about it, that's only the cost of one manicure. And if you live somewhere, I don't know, like we were laughing, if you live somewhere like Gosport, it might be half that price. But it does make your nails look really lovely and natural, but it looks like you really care. I mean, they look very clean, very pretty. She said, just think Kate Middleton vibes. And if you've got any yellow stains left over from, you know, taking off a different colour on your nail varnish, it just kind of neutralises those. And it doesn't chip, it drives really fast, and you literally cannot go wrong with it. And she posted some pictures of her hands, which I will forward on, and we'll put them on the Entel app. But it looks really, really good. Dior Nail Glow. So that's just a good one for the stocking. I mean, 22 quid, I know it's expensive, but if it doesn't chip and it lasts a long time, it is worth it.
We've got, we are way behind on shout-outs.
So. Okay, let's shout out.
I don't think we can. There's just like, I don't even know
where
to begin.
Let's do a few.
Okay. I've been trying to, let's go back a bit then. Let's go to Mary O'Leary. She said, hi, M&D. Just listen to the podcast on my walk. Complaint, I'm trying to declutter, clear my phone, but I have to keep adding and not clearing after your podcasts. Love the variety in each episode. Thank you. Netflix recommendation is Mindhunter. Have you seen Mindhunter?
Yes, no, but somebody's told me about that. Have you seen
that? Yeah, I have seen a lot of them, yeah. So it's a true story about these two FBI guys who originally went around to interview all the serial killers to try and understand what was motivating serial killers, because they kind of came out of nowhere. I always think it was something to do with the Vietnam War, actually, because there was an explosion after that. But yes, Mindhunter, she'd said here, Mary O'Leary, so thanks very much. Started looking, profiling serial killers and the dynamic within the team, FBI Series 2 with 10 episodes per series. It is really good. So thanks, Mary, for that.
Thank you.
Nicola, Mary, I mean, these are big, right?
I can pre-see that.
Okay,
you
can you do that?
Yes.
Okay.
So she loves our podcast and she wanted to recommend another one to us, which is called You're Dead to Me. It's very funny. It's available on BBC Radio 4 and it's hosted by Greg Jenner. And it brings history to life in a very, very funny way. Oh, we should team him up with Dan Snow. So the Mayflower episode is a good starter. And another recommendation, do you know Christian O'Connor?
Okay, he's the DJ from Virgin Radio or whatever it was.
And his podcast is called The Stuff of Legends. You might remember OC from when he presented The Breakfast Show. He emigrated to Melbourne 2 years ago and hosted another breakfast show there. And he interviews people in the podcast like Ricky Gervais, Adam Hills, and asks them to pick three objects they treasure and reveal the stories behind them.
Nicola,
that's
Mayden.
Really good, Nicola.
Yeah,
thank you very much. I mean, obviously, we just want people to only listen to our podcast, but if you have to listen to any others, those are two good recommendations.
Joe Flowerday. That's a nice surname, isn't it? Flowerday. I just listened to the podcast saying you can't download Audible books from your phone. My husband says you can from the Amazon app. He says he does it all the time, loving the podcast.
From the Amazon app?
So you go into the Amazon app to buy the Audible book and then you download it into Audible.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
I mean, in
that is amazing.
It is still a faff, that, right? You still should be able
to get it. Still a bit of a faff, but that was helpful. That was a helpful...
Now, I'll just mention here, Kutch Clothing. They've sent us some clothing, but we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. Hi, Davina and Michael. Love your podcast. On the last episode, you said you would do a gift guide. I wonder if, Michael, you would
look... Oh, we've done it.
Oh, we've done the gift guide. Yeah, whoops. God damn it. Okay, Julie Apples 123, send us something else.
Wait.
Oh.
Let's have a quick look. They do, basically it's called Keeler and Siderway. So it's K-E-E-L-E-R and Siderway, S-I-D, away. It's got 2,000 followers and it's a luxury home decor business. Oh. And they do prints which are really, really lovely. All done in very modern colours, the kind of colours that everybody is decorating their house in. Very simple and stylish prints that would all look very nice together. Mm-hmm. And they have a shop at the top in their, their website, in their bio. So follow them. They are actually really nice.
Yeah, I like that one, that lady on the edge of the pool there. That's
yes,
nice,
gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Such nice colours.
Yeah, yeah, great. Keeler and Siderway on Instagram there.
I'm glad
very good.
And they're under 20 quid, those prints.
Are they?
Yeah.
So
do you want me to pro-see it?
Yeah. Okay, this is a doctor.
She's talking about a book that she's written, which is a postpartum nutrition, an expert's guide to eating after a baby, which is so important. And she's basically, because she's a doctor, it's all based on the latest guidance and scientific evidence. And it's got lots of practical tips to help mothers and with their confidence. She's a registered nutritionist and a former experienced paediatrician. And so she's got the credentials that you need. So that is her book. And she's called Dr. Harriet Home.
Yeah.
And she called you, what did she call
you?
She
called me Mark. She says, Mark. Davina and Mark. Yeah, that's not good. I'm glad you read that one out.
It's embarrassing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then we'll do one more. Let's do Roxy Scott because she's says she's active now.
She's active now.
Oh, this is the acupressure mat.
I've got to do it. Can I tell you why I haven't used mine yet? Because Anna McDonald gave me one and she said, do this on. She's another active making the cut listener. She's my great friend down where I live. And she gave me one of these and said, these would be great for the podcast. And I still haven't used it yet because it looks so bloody painful. But here, Roxy Scott is saying, you put it on the floor or the bed, and the more amount you spend on it, the easier it gets. And the endorphins that this releases are amazing. You feel so relaxed afterwards. And she lies on the mat and meditates for 10 minutes at a time, and then she feels really calm. And it would make a great Christmas present for somebody, and it's under 20 quid.
OMG.
That is such a good idea. It's called an acupressure mat. I mean, there is no doubt it's got a lot of benefits to it, right?
Yeah, and it says it's from thegoodbody.com.
And it's got Chinese, that is like ancient Chinese therapy.
Roxy Scott, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Okay, we will read some more of them out next week. Got to get on top of them because we've got a backlog there, but it's my fault, really.
You know, it's not your fault.
Very good job there.
We share
okay,
this
we'll
podcast.
Share the burden.
Share the responsibility.
I hope you've enjoyed that, ladies and gentlemen.
You're burping. Like cheesy burps.
A slight bit of
Lancashire bomb.
Wind there, yes. I've dropped the Lancashire bomb. I hope you enjoyed that and there's some good ideas for Christmas. Next week, we'll be back to our usual recommending things that are un-Christmas related. But I guess we could always...
There'll be some stuff that we throw in that we'll go...
Everything's
God,
Christmas
good idea.
Related.
Everything is.
Yeah. So have a lovely week, everybody. Have you got anything to say?
Yeah, I would like to just say, you know, Michael and I have been doing this podcast for a year and we still don't make any money from it. But you know what? It is probably one of the highlights of my week.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Love it so much. We haven't quite nailed how to... Like, and everybody else seems to be nailing that, but
I think they're pretending.
Really care. Like, I am so happy just doing this podcast. I enjoy it so much.
I think they're pretending. We could pretend. We could say making
the
cut.
Sponsored
by Lurpak.
But it's not.
No, it's not. But there's something for Lurpak in it there.
Yeah.
We do love Lurpak.
Yeah. I'll tell you who should sponsor it. Alan Partridge.
Yes.
Or Warburton's.
What else gets a lot of mentions? There's a few other things. Amazon should probably sponsor it and Netflix. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, we love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.